RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala wants the Islamic countries to apply science and technology to keep up their left behind. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy says marine water sport thrust marine tourism. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala wants more Islamic countries to implement science and technology so as not to be left behind with other countries. Yusuf Kala in Astana, Kazakhstan, said on Saturday that the technology in Islamic countries is quite good and advanced like in Kazakhstan, Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. Therefore, as a country incorporated in the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, large population must be able to implement science and technology. Indonesia became one of the delegates in the OIC Summit Conference on Science and Technology held for the first time in Astana, Kazakhstan. Yusuf Kala said Indonesia at the summit that is being held on 10 and 11 September 2017 offered several technologies, namely food technology and water management. Meanwhile, Minister of Research and Technology, Higher Education, Muhammad Nasir said, "It is very important in the future that Indonesia should make a driving force in the field of food technology research." At the summit, the Indonesian delegation also included 5 rectors and 1 dean, so it is expected to see the development of science and technology in other Islamic countries in the International Expo 2017 about energy in the future. Indonesia, which is home to some 10 to 25% of the world's coral reefs, still needs to increase public awareness on protecting its coral reefs for the preservation of its marine ecosystem and fishery resources. Ultimately, the livelihoods of millions of fishermen residing in the coastal areas depend on resources gathered from the reefs. Indonesia's coral reefs continue to bear the brunt of different human activities or natural causes such as the rising temperature. Hence, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries has reminded various parties of the importance of protecting coral reefs in various regions as it is vital to the preservation and sustainability of the nation's marine ecosystem. Director General of Sea Spatial Management of the KKP, Brahmantia Satyamurti Purwadi, remarked in Jakarta that effort to maintain the marine ecosystem should start from coral reefs. To this end, he said, "Constantly improving the quality of coral reefs and seagrass beds in the Indonesian waters holds the same significance as ensuring the potential and preservation of fishery resources." Based on the Indonesian Institute of Sciences LIPIS data, the latest measurement result through satellite mapping showed that Indonesia's coral reefs are spread across 25,000 square kilometers, or some 10% of the world's coral reefs. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral Adi Supandi, said water sport play a role in encouraging the development of marine tourism in Indonesia. Through water sport, it can generate and explore the potential of marine tourism. Adi Supandi, when closing the Kasal Cup Water Sports Championship in Kendari, North Sulawesi, on Saturday night, said the water sport through Kasal Cup has its own mission in developing marine tourism in the region. Therefore, the activities are directed to the archipelago so that it will contribute in building marine tourism. North Sulawesi is an area that has many promising marine tourism potentials. Moreover, Wakatobi in North Sulawesi is one of 10 tourist destinations in Indonesia. Prayers, protest rallies, and fundraising activities have been organized in many cities across Indonesia to demonstrate solidarity toward oppressed, persecuted, and discriminated Rohingya ethnic minority in Myanmar. A number of regional leaders, such as governors, district heads, and mayors, prayed and donated funds for Rohingyas. Several of them expressed strong condemnation against the Myanmar regime for allowing genocide and ethnic cleansing to happen in Rakhine. Jambi Governor Zumi Zola attended prayers for Muslim Rohingyas in Al-Falah Grand Mosque in Jambi on September 8. The governor stated that this is to show the solidarity of Jambi's residents toward our Rohingya brothers and sisters. The Jambi government strongly condemns the violence against Rohingyas in Myanmar. Every religion condemns the crimes against humanity happening in Rakhine, home to some 1 million Rohingya ethnic minority in the Buddhist majority Myanmar, he noted, adding that the humanitarian crisis in Myanmar was, however, not a religious war. On the occasion, the government also collected donations for Rohingyas. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten is going to be the main arrival gate for the 2018 Asian Games participants and guests. Soekarno-Hatta is the nearest international port to the main venue of the Games, the Gelora Bung Karno Sport Complex in South Jakarta. The Indonesian Asian Games Organizing Committee in ASGOC held a coordination meeting with the provincial government of Banten, airport operator Angkasa Pura, the immigration office, and the Soekarno-Hatta Airport Police on Thursday, September 7. According to INASGOG Chairman Erick Thohir, although no competitive matches during the Games will be hosted by Banten, the province will play a role in the international guest's first impression of Indonesia. Erick said that the role of the airport during the Games will be very important. The airport will be the first to create Indonesia's image in the guest's minds. Raja also added that they also talk about promotion, traffic engineering, and operations around the airport during and after the Games opening ceremony. The last item. Governor of North Kalimantan, Irianto Lambri, said the government has allocated a budget of 80 billion rupiah for the construction of 4 Indonesian shops in the Indonesian border with Malaysia in 2018. The 4 Indonesian shops will be constructed in Malinau district, and other 2 units are placed in Bujungan and Long Apung, 2 other units in Nunukan district, namely Sebatik Island and Lumbis Ogong. Irianto Lambri in social networking Saturday explained that the development of Indonesian shop that specializes in selling domestic products aims to keep the people on the border not dependent on Malaysian products. Irianto Lambri stated that he wants the 5 shops has opened in 2018 since benefits will be felt by people living in the border areas of Indonesia, Malaysia. Listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala wants Islamic countries to apply science and technology to keep up their left behind. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy says marine water sport thrust marine tourism. Listener, that was the news. Hello, listener. Welcome back to our weekly segment of news from across the country. The segment which presents interesting information from various regions in a week. The first story comes from Magelang, Central Java. Magelang Region, along with Regional Leadership Communication Forum of Magelang Regency, Religious Harmony Forum, Indonesian Ulama Council, religious figures and mass organizations in Magelang Regency, held mass prayer and signing the declaration in responding humanitarian conflict in Myanmar. The activity which took place at the Magelang Regional Government Office on Wednesday. The event was attended by the local officials and some community figures in the region. The declaration was read by Chairman of Community Awareness Forum of Magelang Regency, Jamami. Then, the declaration was signed by representatives of 5 parties who attended the event. The declaration condemns the barbaric acts against the Rohingyas in Myanmar and inviting all people's elements to implement solidarity action and humanitarian assistance to the victims in Rohingya, inviting all people to pray and hail all elements of community to jointly prevent the news and false information and provocative which can divide Indonesia. Next story comes from Temanggung, Central Java. The regional government of Temanggung Regency, Central Java, in collaboration with Balai Malang, East Java, launched a new varieties of tobacco plants, namely Kemloko 4, 5, 6, and Gribun. Region of Temanggung, Bambang Soekarno in Temanggung Thursday said, Kemloko 4, 5 and 6 agribun varieties were launched after passing the test and farmers have been able to obtain the seeds in the Department of Agriculture and Food Crops of Temanggung Regency. He said the launch of new tobacco varieties coincided in the tobacco harvest of 2017 after being grown for seeds to be cultivated by the community. He said this year's season is very supportive for cultivation of tobacco plants. This is evidenced by the quality of tobacco. The head of Agriculture and Food Security Agency of Temanggung Regency, Masrik Amin Zuhdi, said that the test was conducted for 3 years and was a successor of the previous superior varieties in Kemloko 1, 2, and 3. This tobacco has several advantages than the predecessor. The last story comes from Bengkulu. At least 172 students of elementary and junior high school level in Bengkulu City followed the painting competition of cultural heritage of Bung Karno's exile home when he undergoing an exile in Bengkulu. The head of Cultural Heritage Committee, Bram Iswanto in Bengkulu, said on Tuesday that the cultural heritage painting contest, the Bung Karno Exile House, is part of a series of cultural heritage activities. He said the painting competition is a series of activities of cultural heritage in word, tone, motion, and graffiti held by Jambi Cultural Preservation Hall in Bengkulu. The activity was centered in two locations, namely the cultural heritage of Bung Karno House in Anggut Atas Village and Marlboro Fortress, a British colonial heritage fortress on the edge of Tapak Padri Beach, Bengkulu. Listener, that was the news from across the country for today.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's start with September the 10th, 1974, the recognition of Guinea-Bissau independence. Guinea-Bissau is a country located in West Africa. The country is bordered by Senegal in the north and Guinea in the south and east, and the Atlantic Ocean to the west. Guinea-Bissau was once part of the Kingdom of Kabu, which was part of the Mali Empire. Part of this kingdom survived until the 18th century, while some other parts were part of the Portuguese Empire. Then Guinea-Bissau became part of the Portuguese colony of Portugal. In the 19th century, its independence was declared on September the 24th, 1973, and recognized on September the 10th, 1974. The name of the capital, Bissau, was added to the name of the state to avoid confusion with Guinea. Over now to 2002, Switzerland, traditionally a neutral country, joins the United Nations. Switzerland finally joined the United Nations in 2002. The country took a long time to warm the idea, with three-quarters of voters rejecting membership in 1986. This reluctance, despite the fact that the European headquarters of the United Nations is located in Geneva, along with a host of UN special agencies. When on March the 3rd, 2002, the Swiss were again called upon to vote on joining the world body, the decision turned out to be quite close. Just 55% were in favor of joining, but it was still a significant change in direction compared with the referendum on the issue in 1986. After the successful referendum in 2002, the government submitted an official membership application to the United Nations General Secretary. On September the 10th, 2002, the UN General Assembly in New York accepted Switzerland as the 119th member state. This left the Vatican as the only state outside the United Nations. Let's end today in history with September the 10th, 2011. World Suicide Prevention Day is celebrated for the first time. World Suicide Prevention Day is an awareness day observed on September the 10th every year in order to provide worldwide commitment and action to prevent suicides with various activities around the world. The International Association for Suicide Prevention collaborates with the World Health Organization and the World Federation for Mental Health to host World Suicide Prevention Day. In 2011, an estimated 40 countries held awareness events to mark the occasion. The United Nations issued National Policy for Suicide Prevention in the 1990s, with some countries used a basis for this suicide prevention. Well, this is Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with this week's spotlight, which today is on the World Parliamentary Meetings that produced Bali Declaration. The World Parliamentary Forum meeting themed Achieving the 2030 Agenda through Inclusive Development was officially closed by Indonesian House Speaker Fadlizon on Thursday, September the 7th. In his closing remarks, Fadlizon expressed his gratitude to all the delegates who have worked hard to support ideas and views on sustainability development in the two-day meeting. The outcome of the forum is the Bali Declaration related to three major agendas, namely, first, the Parliament of the World agreed to strengthen awareness of the SDGs, and implement them in the National Medium-Term Development Plan in their respective countries. Secondly, the Bali Declaration also provides a special reference to the incidents of violence that occurred in Rakhine, Myanmar, as an issue that should receive the attention of all countries in the context of achieving peace. Despite intense debate, all parliamentarians agreed that the issue of Rohingya violence needs to be terminated and that the affected areas should have full and effective humanitarian support. Third, the Global Parliament reminds the developed countries of their commitment under the Paris Agreement and the SDGs in support of the program and policies in developing countries in achieving the goals. Fadli said that all these commitments have been combined and become an integral part of the Bali Declaration adopted in the plenary session before. Furthermore, he said the World Parliamentary Forum recognizes that each government has an important role to play in implementing the Sustainable Development Agenda. However, the role of Parliament also should not be undermined because it is equally important in reaching the SDGs. Therefore, Fadli added, Indonesia as a member of the forum should be able to face the challenge to ensure that national development targets and priorities in line with the Sustainable Development Agenda. The forum also encourages the resulting Bali Declaration to be implemented by all parliaments of the world through political steps in every meeting and concrete action in their respective countries. That was this week's Spotlight over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kala wants more Islamic countries to implement science and technology so as not to be left behind with other countries. Yusuf Kala in Astana, Kazakhstan said on Saturday that the technology in Islamic countries is quite good and advanced like in Kazakhstan, Turkey, Iran, and Pakistan. Indonesia, which is home to some 10 to 25% of the world's coral reefs, still needs to increase public awareness on protecting its coral reefs for the preservation of its marine ecosystem and fishery resources. Ultimately, the livelihoods of millions of fishermen residing in the coastal areas depend on resources gathered from the reefs. Chief of Staff of the Indonesian Navy, Admiral Adi Supandi, said, water sport play a role in encouraging the development of marine tourism in Indonesia. Through water sport, it can generate and explore the potential of marine tourism. Prayers, protest rallies, and fundraising activities have been organized in many cities across Indonesia to demonstrate solidarity toward oppressed, persecuted, and discriminated Rohingya ethnic minority in Myanmar. Soekarno-Hatta International Airport in Tangerang, Banten is going to be the main arrival gate for the 2018 Asian Games participants and guests. Soekarno-Hatta is the nearest international port to the main venue of the Games, the Gelora Bung Karno Sport Complex in South Jakarta. The governor of North Kalimantan, Irianto Lambri, said the government has allocated a budget of 80 billion rupiah for the construction of 4 Indonesian shops in the Indonesian border with Malaysia in 2018. The 4 Indonesian shops will be constructed in Malinau district and other 2 units are placed in Pujungan and Long Ampung, 2 other units in Nunukan district, namely Sebatik Island and Lumbis Ogong. Listener, that was News in Brief.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will invite you to travel to North Lombok, the West Nusa Tenggara province, to sample Sate Tanjung, a special delicacy from the region. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Lombok is not only famous for its beautiful beaches like Senggigi Beach and pretty islands or gili like Gili Trawangan, Gili Air, and Gili Meno, but also the culinary which is so delicious. One of the famous culinary in Lombok is Sate Tanjung, which comes from Tanjung Village, the capital of North Lombok Regency. Hence the name. Sate Tanjung is made of processed fish, wrapped and compacted on a skewer made of bamboo. This fish satay or skewed satay is the most delicious if eaten while it is still hot, and it is a typical cuisine of Dayan Mountain people, which is another name of the people of North Lombok. Tanjung Sate Seller is very easy to find, especially, of course, in Tanjung Market, which is the center of the fish sate in the village of Tanjung. Here, some sellers line up selling this food. You will have no trouble finding this fish sate center because it is located right on the edge of the main crossroad north of Lombok Island. Sate Tanjung or fish sate can be enjoyed as a snack, or it could be as a side dish with rice or lontong. Sate Tanjung is closely related to the life of North Lombok people and has become a must-eat food on a big religious days and a Sasak wedding party. There is a spiritual nuance in the fish sate for the people of Tanjung. On Idul Fitri and Idul Adha holidays, every family will make fish sate or Sate Tanjung. Sate cuisine is also served to the guests. At the wedding party, it becomes one item that must be on the list. They say a fish without a satay is tasteless if there is no fish satay. Over time, the fish satay has become an alternative source of livelihood for some residents of Tanjung. In the beginning, only the villagers of Kandang Kauk in Tanjung who traded it. But with the development of tourism in North Lombok, many people of Tanjung are interested to follow the suit and began selling satay ikan Tanjung or fish satay. Therefore, don't be surprised if you can find Sate Tanjung not only in Tanjung in North Lombok, but also throughout Lombok and surrounding areas. So, when you are in Lombok, in addition to enjoying the beauty of the beaches and gilis or islands, take time to also enjoy the Sate Tanjung. That ends Indonesian Wonder this time, featuring Sate Tanjung, a special culinary from Lombok. We meet again tomorrow with the same program. Oh,
Miscellany.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Welcome to a regular program from Voice of Indonesia, Miscellany. Today's edition is Indonesia becomes one of the most 20 beautiful countries to be visited. So stay tuned in with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this broadcast or program via live streaming in english.rriworldservice.com or through RRI Play mobile application in your smartphone. Indonesia is an archipelagic country that has beautiful natural scenery and diverse cultures. This makes Indonesia named as one of the 20 most beautiful countries in the world by Rough Guides, a UK leading publisher, which conducted a poll from citizens. Through the page www.roughguides.com, the provider of guidebooks, which established since 1982, makes recommendations about the beautiful countries that should be visited by the tourists. Indonesian Minister of Tourism Affairs Arief Yahya, some time ago, in his written statement in Jakarta, welcomed the entry of Indonesia in the page that became one of the world's sole references. Arief Yahya said that although Indonesia is not in the top position, there will be no other country that is rich in beautiful landscapes and fascinating cultural diversity except Indonesia. The minister added, "The wonder of Indonesia is 60% culture, 35% nature, and 5% man-made or human creations." Through the guidebooks, the netizens can choose beautiful countries worth to visit. Scotland, as the top of the list, was followed by Canada and New Zealand. Indonesia is in the sixth position after South Africa. In the list, Rough Guides makes a glimpse of Indonesia as a land spanning 5,200 kilometers between Asia to Australia with a tropical climate and has more than 16,000 islands. According to Arief Yahya, this list has confirmed Indonesia to increasingly guaranteed and calculated by foreign tourists. Indonesia is a champion for ethnic, cultural, and linguistic diversity. There are 500 languages with different dialects in Indonesia. Therefore, Rough Guides called Indonesian customs a very fascinating attraction. Rough Guides reviews rows of volcanoes which have created green mountains, rainforests, and terraced rice fields. After Indonesia, there is UK, which ranked a 7th, followed by Iceland, United States, and Wales. From the 11th to the 20th rank in sequence are Slovenia, Mexico, India, Finland, Switzerland, Peru, Norway, Ireland, Croatia, and Vietnam. Well, that was Miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Bye!
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia. Thank you.
Hey, listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mail, weekly segment in which your letters and emails are knowledge. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Sekar from India. Hello Sekar, thank you very much for your email on our broadcast. To answer your question, we have sent our QSL card to your address. Probably the card is still on the way, so please be patient to wait for it. Well, Sekar, keep listening to our broadcast. We are looking forward to receiving your email and reception report. Special for you, we will play a beautiful Indonesian song. Enjoy the song.
Engkau selalu ada di hatiku. Selalu ku sebut namamu di tidurku. Walaupun ku tak melihat parasmu, tapi selalu ku rasakan hadirmu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh cintaku, percayalah aku merindu. Jangan pernah pergi, oh kasihku, percayalah aku untukmu. Walaupun ku tak melihat parasmu, tapi selalu ku rasakan hadirmu.
Listener, now we will replay a letter from Karobi Hazarika in India. She was listening to our broadcast in English program. At that time, she was monitoring our segment Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia through frequency of 95.5 kHz at 13.34 UTC on August 28, 2017. And the SINPO was 44343. Hello Karobi Hazarika. Thank you for your compliment about the segment of our program. We are really glad because you can get the point. We hope through this segment you can enrich your vocabulary of our language. So, if someday you visit Indonesia, you can directly practice Indonesian language. As you request, we will send you our QSL card to your home immediately. Well, Karobi Hazarika, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you.
Ceritakan semua yang engkau mau. Percaya padaku, aku lelakimu. Mungkin pelukku tak sehangat senja. Ucapku tak mengampu air mata. Tapi ku di sini sebagai lelakimu. Akulah yang tetap memelukmu erat saat kau berpikir mungkin kau berpaling. Akulah yang nanti menenangkan badai agar tetap tegar kau berjalan nanti. Sudah benarkah yang engkau putuskan? Garis hidup sudah engkau tentukan. Engkau memilih aku sebagai lelakimu.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Aftabul Islam. In his email, which we received on August 12, 2017, he criticized our VUI website. Hello Mr. Aftabul Islam, thank you for your criticism on our website. We will deliver your criticism to our technical division. So, we will find the right way to handle the problem. Well, Mr. Aftabul Islam, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful Indonesian song. Enjoy the song.
Tak pernah ku bayangkan secepat ini. Aku takutkan benar terjadi adanya perbedaan mengalahkan rasa, dan kita menyerah kalah pada keadaan. Kau putuskan pergi melepaskan kita. Tuhan, kita cuma satu, kita yang berbeda hingga tak mungkin menyatu. Cinta yang terluka, ku terima semua ini sebagai rahasia. Biar ku simpan selamanya kau. Jangan membuat resah, hadapilah ini sebagai pelajaran hidup. Kau putuskan pergi
listener. Before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to reply an email from Baikan Hazarika in India. In his email, Baikan Hazarika thought that he was listening to our segment Indonesian Wonder, which is broadcast daily through frequency of 9525 kHz at 13.27 UTC on August 28, 2017. and the SINPO was 44343. Hello Baikan Hazarika, thank you for sending your reception report, which is very detailed. We are really glad because you really enjoy our program. Through Indonesian Wonder segment, we invite all our beloved listeners to have an adventure in our country. So, if you have a plan to visit Indonesia, you have already known which destination you want to go. Well, Baikan Hazarika, we are looking forward to receiving your next email, including your reception report. Thank you. Listener, on September 11, Radio Republik Indonesia celebrates its 72nd anniversary. We have received several greetings in the form of cards, text, video, or audio from our beloved listeners around the world. Thank you very much, and we really appreciate it. Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception report on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I will repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5 Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram account. Just follow voice_of_Indonesia. voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I am Andika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Kau buat sirna, sudahlah harapanku hidup bersamamu. Ada satu hal yang tak bisa dihindarkan, walau hati tak rela untuk menangis. Semua takkan ada yang kekal. Kau buat sinar, sudahlah harap.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.